Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Ranzy, R-A-N-Z-Y, 82052. Today is 9/25/24. Mr. Ranzy, R-A-N as in Nancy. Z-Y is a 72-year-old gentleman originally from Houston, Texas. He lives in a group home. He's quite weak. He requires care around the clock. He's ADL dependent, has issues with bowel and bladder continency, bowel and bladder incontinency, period. New paragraph. He says he's been in and out of prison for over 40 years. He's very short of breath. He continues to smoke. He says he might have hepatitis C, but he's not for sure, period. He's basically bed to chair bound. He has severe hip pain, back pain, shoulder pain. He's on Tylenol number 3 with no help. He has been introduced to palliative care because he no longer wants to be taken care of. Be taken care of in a hospital setting. He wants to stay at the group home and be kept comfortable. It's too hard for him to get to a doctor's office and too painful. He wants to get pain medications via hospice if he qualifies and be taken care of at the group home where he stays, period. In the paragraph, he's been eating very little because he's short of breath most of the time. He has no teeth. He is very thin. He's able to get to the porch when someone is able to carry him and likes to stay there and smoke. That's all he likes to do, period. Review of system, hip pain, shoulder pain, has had injections in his shoulders and hips from Sealy Hospital where the prisoners are taken to. He's been out of prison now for 2 or 3 years, and he doesn't wish to go back after being incarcerated off and on for 40 years, as I mentioned, period. He has severe protein calorie malnutrition, weight loss. He says he's eating, but he just doesn't have the appetite. He's anxious. He has air hunger and chair-bound at this time. Period. Surgery. He's had neck surgery some time ago because of injury in prison in 2017. Medical problems. No diabetes. He has had history with blood pressure, but his blood pressure has been low. Part of the reason for that is because he's not eating. Family history. Doesn't know what happened to his father. Maybe old age he died of, but mom died of uterine.
Allergies include his medications.
Lactulose, 2 tablespoons daily. Then he takes Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Celexa, 20 milligram once a day, Coric, 3.25 milligram twice a day. He does not take the Coric on a regular basis because it drops his blood pressure too much. So chronic problems is constipation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, depression. The Celexa only partially helping his symptoms. He also has huge issues with pain. He says he cries himself to sleep at night because in so much pain. COVID immunization up to date while he was in prison. Social, he still smokes. He doesn't drink alcohol. He's single, lives in a group home, doesn't have any children, he says. Allergy, none, I said that. On exam, we find Clarence to be a very thin, debilitated old man. He's 72 years old, but he looks much older than stated age, period. His blood pressure is 110 over 88, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, O2 sat's 87% on room air. His heart, positive response, positive response, lungs, tachycardic. Shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa dry, lower extremity, muscle wasting noted. Assessment here, we have a 72-year-old gentleman in and out of prison for 40 years, period. He suffers from severe COPD, O2 dependency. He says he hasn't smoked for years and he's not going to stop smoking, period. He definitely needs O2. He knows not to smoke around his O2. He's in a group home that they see about his care. He requires care around the clock. He also has wheezing and shortness of breath that he would benefit from a nebulizer treatment, period. And he paragraphs, he cries in pain because the Tylenol number 3 is not helping him. He was told at one time that he probably needs hip replacement, but he says he's too old, and they told him that because of his lungs, he's not a candidate for any kind of anesthesia. He wants a better pain control under palliative care to stay home and to be kept comfortable, period. He's tachycardic. He suffers from cor pulmonale because of advanced COPD, period. His blood pressure has been adjusted because of low blood pressure, most likely because of not eating, malnutrition, and protein calorie malnutrition, period. New paragraph, overall prognosis remains quite poor. Given his advanced COPD, he would also benefit from treatment with the benzodiazepine and stronger pain medication to control his pain and keep him comfortable. Given the natural progression of his COPD, most likely he has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.